Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. Oh, my favorite show of the year is the Exotica Chicago preview show, because everybody gets together. We have a whole fun hour of telling where everybody's going to be and what everybody's going to be doing over the weekend coming up in Chicago at Exotica. And it's always a fun time. I've had nothing but fun there. Victoria Peaks is with us. Victoria, you've always had a fun time in Chicago. It's tough for you not to get into trouble.
I'm always in trouble anywhere I go, not just Chicago.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about your booth. Of course, you're going to be with Mickey, but talk about what a few things you're going to have in your booth.
I am converting everything from DVD to USB. So I'm going to have my own USB drives. I still have the whole box cover thing. But it's going to be on USB instead of DVD. So I have my videos available. I have my hats available. I have photos, autographs, selfies, Instaprints, things like that, where I can meet a fan and we can take a selfie together and print it off and we can sign it and, you know, all that good stuff.
And you and Marvely and Trixie Dixon are going to be a part of my private clothing optional photo shoot on that Sunday. And I got cards all printed up. Get there and on the back, get there. And I think I got stacks of them for everybody. You can hand them out at your booth or wherever you're at. And it's got the price on. We're going to fill in the floor number when I find out where the hell my room is. So anyway, once we get that done, you can hand those out. And we'll just have people meet by the elevator and we'll bring them down to the room. Three or four at a time, get some photos taken. We got a combo price. We got other stuff going on. And so I think it's going to be a fun time.
I think it's going to be an amazing time. I am so looking forward to that. It's probably like on my top things that I'm looking forward to going in, because you're personable with your fans and you get to take selfies with them at Exotica, but there's so many rules or so many regulations. And sometimes fans just want a little bit more that you can't do there. So you're giving them that opportunity, and I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said, are you organizing the orgy? I said, no, I'm not organizing an orgy. The guys are going to have their clothes on. This is clothing optionals for the woman, not for the guys.
Yes.
A bunch of finger fucking going around. Anyway, with that, Marvely is with us, and Marvely is going to be a part of that little get-together deal. I've got Marvely's cards all made up, so she's going to hand those out all weekend, along with Will Bang is going to hang those out as well too. And so Marvely, we're certainly looking forward to you being around. You're going to use some of this money. You got a website to develop, and of course everybody's going to have security on that website, and it's a bunch of shit, but it's got to be done.
Yes, it's a bunch of shit. But I really want to get it done. We've worked on this website for a year and a half. And it's time to finish it.
Finish that shit. Anyway, are you going to be in a booth? Are you going to be floating around? What's your schedule, Marvely?
I am going to be at the Loyal Fans booth and at the Pineapple Support booth.
Sounds like
Pineapple Support's something that I feel like we should all, you know, support anyway. So that was an easy call.
For sure. Well, I really look forward to working with you, and we're going to make some money. You're going
to
make some money.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
I'm not in it for that. So anyway, I'm there to help. And of course, our Jizz Talking booth is going to be right off of the Loyal Fans booth, which is going to be a great spot. And we've got 30 by 10 is what we've got. So there's going to be, hell, we could play a couple of games of Twister right in the middle of it. And, you know, it's one of those deals.
I'm down.
Yeah, we can. Victoria?
I said, I love Twister. I'm down.
Twister, we don't want body parts falling out, although that would be nice. But
we wear paste.
There you go.
They don't come off.
Here is a case where a pair beats a full house. Missy Deep, you have a friend with you.
Yes, I do. This is the lovely Stella Carter.
Stella Carter.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, Stella.
All right. Well, you put me on the spot with that one. Wow, where should I start? I don't know. I guess I...
Well, you're friends with Missy Deep. You can't be all that bad.
No, not that bad at all.
Just a little bit.
Pretty good, I would say.
Just a little bit.
You know? So, I'll just give the quick rundown. I came into the industry when I was 18. Started out camming, and then decided to dip. I won't get into like the whole story as to why and how, but yeah, here I am now. I kind of did a lot of like weird private collection, like sexy jobs shoots in the beginning, because I didn't know if like I wanted to, you know, if I was going, you know, ready to like be on the internet for everyone. Then I shot with Strippers in the Hood, XXX, which was like my first scene, and that like blew up, and then I was like, all right, fuck it, you know, I'm just gonna
I absolutely
all the way in.
Cloud. So you working with Strippers in the Hood, I've worked
yes!
with them. Amazing.
Yes. Love that. Yeah, so that's where I got my start, and you know, all uphill from there. And now, you know, I do DPs and shit, like gangbangs. So
well, good
I'm
on
all
you.
The way in now.
Good on you. Missy, what's new with you?
So it's just the preparations for Exotica Chaos, and you know how that shit goes. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you. Missy, what booth you're going to be in?
I am working booth 505, which is the porn star course, and that's run by my friend Easy Porn Star. So the course pretty much is a way to help both men and women who are trying to get into the industry get into it the correct way and not come off as a total like creep.
Oh, I see those a lot. So that's not that fun. And there's this one group that's the 90s porn stars or something. Anyway, some people go, hey, any women looking to hook up? No, that's not part of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's just pathetic. So let's bring in James Sharp. We'll get to more introductions here in a bit. James is with us. And James, any questions for the gals so far? We got a bunch of gals in here.
We've got an amazing group here tonight. I just want to say, you know, that I really enjoyed myself when I went last year, meeting everyone and having a wonderful time. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it this year, which is very sad. I wish I could, I'm going to miss you guys too. I just want to say I love you all. You're all amazing. And I can't wait to see you all again next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
See you next year.
All right.
Yeah, and James will be there hopefully next year. That's going to be a great deal. Yeah. Let's go to Jiggy Jag is in the house. Jiggy Jaguar.
Oh, I gotta unmute myself.
There you go.
There we are.
Bye.
And I see...
I hate Zoom. God, I hate Zoom. But, The ASN nominated for best male porn star, Jiggy Jag, with you. Which, by the way, for anybody who anybody who knows professional wrestling insider terms, that is the biggest rib on the porn industry that I'm nominated for an award. But what can I do for you, Mr. Jizz Talk?
Well, I tell you, we've got a special guest that we're going to bring in the room right now. It's none other than Evan Stone.
Oh, Evan. I love
it. Okay, well then.
But he's not nominated for a fucking award, Jiggy.
Yeah, but he's goddamn Evan Stone, for God's sakes. He's goddamn Evan Stone, for God's sakes. Not me.
Like mentioning
this guy.
He is up for best.
Midnight the Cat in there instead of me. Okay, so you've got Evan Stone in the room. Why do you need? Why are you still talking to me?
Oh, he hasn't started his video yet, and he hasn't started his microphone.
Oh, okay. So as soon as he gets, here. They're going to get the hook from me.
Yeah, already dropped out of the room.
Oh, good. He probably dropped out of the room because he's like, I don't want my buddy Jiggy to get the hook.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one nominated for the award. Fuck off, I'm done. So that's probably what he said.
He probably doesn't like Zoom either. He probably doesn't like Zoom either.
Oh, we've been Zoom buddies for the last couple of weeks here. So we're going to, we're going to see if he's coming in now. He's coming in hot,
He's coming in hot.
He's got a new phone. I think he went from AT&T to a different carrier. And in Iowa, if you're on AT&T, you might as well live under the I-35 overpass bridge because that's the only way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You might as well live under a bridge if you're going to be on AT&T.
Yeah. Mickey Lynn is with us. Mickey is packing and getting ready.
Yes. Sorry, guys. I came on a little late. I wasn't going to come on, but I had to see everybody. Look, I look a mess, so I'm sorry for the not glam look, but I'm packing because I'm bringing a whole lot of crap. Joe's going to kill me. I got, like, trunks in the front of my truck, the trunk in the back of my truck, the whole back of my truck. Everything's full.
Wow. You're really set to go. So anyway.
Yeah, well, Joe's not happy about that, but he'll deal with it.
Joe can just all be Joe. He'll say, I'll just haul it to the booth. So he'll haul it anyway. Evan Stone is with us. Evan, how are we doing?
You know, I can hear you guys. Okay, so, you know, it says the thing is recorded. I'm like, okay, I can't imagine a time in my life when it wasn't being recorded, but it wouldn't let me join the video. So I dropped back out. I said, what's the problem? Because I have to say, okay, I'm okay for it being recorded for I can start my video. And it's very complicated. I had to push like three buttons. Three!
Oh, God.
I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Well, Jiggy thought that you were intimidated by him and wouldn't come in.
What by a penis, yeah.
Oh. So, anyway, it's going to be great to have you at Exotica again. You're kind of one of the, I would say, ambassadors to the place. I always see you right when we walk in, and it's mm-hmm. always great to see you there.
Well, thank you. I love people. I love that show. I love the family that put it all together, and they've included me in their family for the show for the longest time.
How long have you been involved with it?
Decade plus. Yeah, a long time. But this is going to be like the last show. I mean, I might do an appearance, but after I win the election. But I don't know why I would do that.
Yeah, Evan, if you haven't heard, he's running for Congress in Nevada's first congressional district. So anyway, we wish him all the luck. We're going to talk
good
more.
Luck.
About maybe
thank
now.
You.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank
best
you.
Of luck. Best of luck.
Just mail in a ballot. Don't even fill it out. Don't even worry about a postmark. We'll fill it out when it gets here. I'll count
we
it.
We got
you. In the morning.
We
we're
got
good.
You. You got my vote.
All right, thanks.
I tell you, one of the hottest booths out there is going to be the booth that Fallon Jane is going to be at. You guys are looking very hot and spicy in that booth.
We try.
Who's all going to be with you in that booth?
I'm going to put a collection together of some of my hot friends.
Yes. Milfs and hotties and
mistresses
other...
and milfs.
Yeah, yeah. How many gals are going to be there, and who are they?
There's four of us, and actually I think a fifth one is Mama Blonde Bombshell is on doing like a road trip tour from, they were in like San Antonio to New Orleans, and now they're heading up this way, and I think Lovely Lowe's going to be joining us as a surprise, I guess. I didn't realize she was coming, but she's also very tall, so Titania O'Ryan, she's about 6 foot, 6 foot one, and
woo, I love that.
Please is Cassie, and Cassie's 6 foot two, and Cassie and I both have size 14 feet, so I'm excited to meet somebody that has big feet like me. I know, I was like, and she has like the dominatrix 8-inch heels too, so I can't wait. Maybe she'll let me borrow her shoes, but and then like Lovely Lowe's joining us. Mama Blonde Bombshell she's gonna be the shortest of the crew. And so yeah, that's five of us, and then plus Max, my husband, is going to be there.
Oh, well, he can be the picture taker then.
Yeah, but I got, man, we've been dropping some money this week. I paid like a $400 laser jet printer to come in. I've got, he made me my own spanking, I have to get it for you guys to show it to you, but it's like a wood paddle, basically. It says Obey Your Goddess on it. We're going to have my spanking bench there. We've got floggers. We've got, what else? We're doing pictures. I bought a new Lumi cube. So there's another $300 for a light. I'm just
you've got a corner booth, which is great.
Booth 410.
That's Prime Real Estate, number 410. So make sure you stop and see those young ladies there. Lacey Fox is going to be there. Great to see Lacey again. How are you doing, Lacey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your story going to be at Exotica next weekend?
What's my what going to be at?
What's your story? Where are you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be at the Pineapple booth on late Saturday or like early-ish Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, I'll kind of be hanging around the show floor.
Okay. You know, we stop by 7:39. We're always always something going on in our booth and then just talking signatures.
I haven't met you yet. I'm stopping by.
All right. All right. We'll have to get us a selfie there. So.
Yeah.
All right. And Billy Pilgrim is going to be around. Billy, how are we doing today?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Look at all this great talent we have in this room tonight.
Hi.
What's lined up on your dance card?
Marvely, Stella, and Misty are all, I'm filming with them in Chicago and along with some others. Chicago is one of my, I think it's actually become my favorite one, which is funny because I lived in Chicago for a period of time and it was not an enjoyable experience. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm with you. It's usually the most fun one.
Yeah, I like it. I've only been to Miami as the other one, and about Sunday afternoon, you just might as well just throw cards in a hat because that's about all there is. But
New Jersey's my least. Like, depending on how the rest of the year goes, I may skip New Jersey again this year.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to check in with Britannica. Brittany, how are we doing, kiddo? I'll unmute you. There you go. Wow, what's your schedule look like for the weekend other than helping Jiggy out?
Well, I'll be all over the floor, and then we've got a lot of stuff got lined up with what Jiggy has planned. So he has this sheet of paper with this.
I do the scheduling. That's true.
I can't read his schedule because it's a mess.
Wow.
So I'll be on the floor. I'll be all over the place. So
good. Lorenzo's with us. Lorenzo is going to have a booth with along with Casey Carter. And Lorenzo, what do you guys got planned up your sleeve?
I'll be with Casey Carter and the Exotica TV booth with the Queen Casey, and looking forward to meeting a lot of my friends and family. Definitely Victoria, Mickey, Lacey, Fallon, all of you, and Evan and Jiggy. I want to see what kind of outfit you'll be wearing.
I'm Evan.
Definitely.
I've got to have Lorenzo read the phone book.
We are right in back of Lorenzo.
I'm going to try to hunt everybody down and get photos.
I'm afraid of
Evan. Yes.
Because he's going to bring so much stuff.
I'm going to find everyone for sure.
No, I'll be doing that and doing some recording. I got to get with Billy. Me and you got to talk. Definitely. And I'm looking forward to meeting Marvely.
I said I would get you that money. I would get you that money. And, and I didn't tell the cops anything.
But that's it. And we're going to have a good time. It's going to be crowded. You can see with all the sellouts and everything. Three the hotel. So it's going to be nice.
Yeah. Three hotels alone all sold out. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, that's,
that shows
just the stronghold that, entertainment like this brings.
Absolutely. What room are you in?
Good. Good.
No. And a special hello to Stella.
Hello to you. I was trying to say hi.
Yeah. We'll get together.
Yes, we have to, for actually, sure. We always do.
Stella, yes. You messaged me earlier Sunday, and we've been trying to schedule. I'm working with Misty on Sunday. You might as well just join us if you want to, and we can something. That way, it would kind of... I mean, that's, you know, it's okay with Misty. I just figured since I actually have
you. Oh, you know what? It might conflict. What time? What are you thinking?
11 a.m.
I thought we were meeting at 4 p.m., Billy.
Oh, sorry, 4 p.m., sorry.
Okay, no, sorry. Then I might not be able to. I might not be able to.
Okay, well, then we'll still figure something out for Sunday.
But yeah, we'll figure it out for sure. We'll talk in the DMs.
And don't forget, we do have our after-party show at the bar is now called Slice. It's a pizza place. Mm-hmm. And we'll meet down there. The show will be at 7.
Slice,
yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like pizza. Can I come?
Yeah, you bet. And everybody can just be online with me down there as well, too. James Bartolet is with us, and James is going to have he's always got a colossal Legends booth. You know, it's just
thank you.
One of those deals.
Where are you? Where are you, snub? I can't see you.
What's that?
I can't see you, sexy man. Where are you?
Can you see me, everybody?
Yeah. Thank you. Yo.
Yeah. Who's all going to be in your booth, James?
Oh, okay. First, is the video on? You can see me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, James. I miss you.
Hi, I miss you too. Hi.
Hi, James.
Do you have pants on?
You thought I was Winnie the Poohing it, didn't you?
Yes.
Wait, we're supposed to wear pants?
Wait, you're sideways. Hold on.
Pants optional podcast.
Yeah.
I just assumed we didn't have to wear pants.
We must have missed the memo.
Wait.
Should we all take off our pants then?
Maybe I'm not wearing pants already.
Touché.
You're sideways.
Yes, why are you sideways, James? Look.
I don't understand.
Your phone doesn't have the
location. I don't know. There you go.
I don't know. I guess it's the end of the world. There's earthquakes in New York. We've got a solar eclipse. People are going to turn into zombies. I don't know what's going on.
James has put in a lot of work in this industry. He's a giant of an industry. If he wants to be sideways, let him be sideways. He's earned the right to be sideways.
We'll give him his flowers for that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had the privilege of working in his studio in L.A. and...
Oh, right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that was the day that we were just
both of you gals were over there.
Yeah. Yes. So I actually have the card in my nightstand still to this day. I tell you that, but like, yeah, it's there. And I'll be in LA back in June, the first week of June. So.
Well, we don't have Planetary Studios anymore. The landlord raised the rent by... $7,000 a month.
That is crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So there was no way I was going to spend over $10,000 a month for what I was paying $2,500. But anyways, that's a mute point.
Okay.
Exotica this weekend. I'm sorry I got in here late, kids. There's last minute stuff. Everything was packed 2 days ago because we've been broadcasting every day on Inside the Industry. But there's little last minute stuff. That's why I pack ahead of time. And then that way I can go back and go, you know what? Let me take that out because I travel with 5 bags. I'm like a Kardashian in heat. I have
same
so many bags.
Same.
You don't
have
to say better late than ever.
Yeah, but I have 5 bags and 2 bags are just my wardrobe every day. Because I've got more costume changes than David Lee Roth on a tour. I've got all this stuff. Besides being in the booth, I'm doing the seminar, How to Get in the Biz, and Pornstar Game Night's going to be up on the main stage on Sunday, a week from today. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So my staff said, well, we got to put together this whole outfits, and we got all of that. Now, in my booth, we have myself, James Bartolet. We have
Ari Parker. We have Misty Stone. We have Monet Devine. We have Lynn LeMay. We have Lucky Star, Tia Kai, Lonnie Legend, Cyrene DeMar, Kiki Dare, LT, who was one of the first black male performers in the adult film industry. Jesus, who else am I forgetting? Oh, Priya Rai, Dana Adiva, who used to be a female wrestler, and she's now an adult film performer. Who else have we got? Morton Downey Jr.'s drug dealer. We got everybody is going to be down there. Plus, we're broadcasting every day on our television show on the Roku TV and on iHeart. And I want to say a quick thank you to everybody for all of these wonderful well wishes. XRCO has inducted me into their Hall of Fame. And that will be May 5th. Thank you. Now I just need to get the AVN Hall of Fame, and then I'll be set.
AVN, congratulations.
Hi, Evan. Oh, my God. It's Senator Evan Stone.
So Patrick's going to see you, and I was going to have people, he was going to come by and do, hey, what do you think about Evan Stone? If you want to do this, Patrick will reach out to you, just a quick 2-minute bite, something like this. I'll use it all over my sites, everywhere. Whether you love me or hate me, just tell me the truth, what's in your heart. I'll tell you what my campaign is about. They're trying to shut down our industry again.
Yeah.
Right? The freedom of speech thing is being picked. I am there. For us, I am our champion. If you want to do it, great. I would love you forever for it. Thank you. I know that.
Oh, you know
that. For you guys to vote for me, that you would, except for you. I think you're a felon.
Me?
I'll vote. I'll do it. Mickey Lynn is in.
You know, that's an important thing, that we have somebody in Washington to look out for us, because this age verification thing is a specter that is hanging over this industry, which could be very, very, very dangerous. They can get to a point now where they could just shut down porn. Yes, we don't want minors going on and watching porn. We all agree on that.
It's not the government's responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility to monitor the computer to make sure your kids are not on their computer while porn. It is not the government's job.
It's the parents' job.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I've got kids. A lot of us have kids. We don't let our kids watch it.
Parents' rights. I mean, parents need more rights.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You cannot take parents' rights away. That is the core of America. Family and parents and taking care of the kids.
I can say Arizona, where I live, is the next victim to be completely banned from Pornhub and everything. So I know I'm trying my hardest to get my legislators and my governor to get their head out of their asses and just fight this whole age verification bullshit.
No one's a bigger, louder asshole than me. Believe me.
I love you.
They
don't know what's
going to
happen when I hit
them. I just did an interview where I talked about this and how dangerous it's going to be if they did ban the porn industry. So if you're looking for sound bites, I'm happy to do one if you need one.
Send that to me. I'll put it on my site.
And you know you got my support, buddy. You know that. Yeah.
Oh, you
I do.
Thank you very much.
Definition of porn. Changing it if they can get away with this. They'll just keep saying, next,
Well, you know what it is? The Republicans finally overturned Roe versus Wade, so now they need a new boogeyman.
Yeah.
And immigrants aren't sexy enough, so, we're the next boogeyman.
Not woke enough anymore.
Yeah, well, they come after us every decade. Stop. Every 10, 15 years, they come after us. Doesn't matter which party.
What the heck? We've been fighting this for 33 years. What's that?
I'm tired of fighting it. I want to win it.
Well, let's win it. What is that?
That's Evan's
ear. Is that
ear.
Your thumb? Is that your
butt? My ear. Oh, wait, what? What?
Is that your butt? Are you sure?
Okay, so it came off the Bluetooth on my car, and I can't figure out how to get my speaker phone back on.
Okay, well,
God damn it.
Why am I on the side like this? I feel like I'm doing the Poseidon.
Well, I'm going to have to go like this. Look.
Hold your phone.
Hold on. Okay, now we're... Wait, hold on. Okay.
We all got to go sideways. You're going to look like you're going to fall. What?
Now you're upside down. Look, I'm not going upside down, James.
It's the Poseidon Adventure, XXX. You will the morning after. Da 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 da. Okay.
You got Shirley Winters at your booth. If you got Shirley Winters at your booth, I'm there.
Yeah, Shirley Jones is coming. She's 91 years old now. Shirley Jones will be there.
All right. I'm going to mute a few people and we'll get a few questions in. Tom, the Good, the Bad, and the Nerdy podcast. Question for anybody on the panel.
I was kind of curious, what's your take on how the conventions have changed over the years? I mean, as somebody who's been to various different types of cons over the last, like, 25 years, it seems like it's sometimes they've gotten bigger, sometimes they've gotten smaller, sometimes they've gotten better, sometimes they've gotten worse. So it's kind of like, what's you guys take? Oh, by the way, also, I want to hype, if anyone's listening and still wanting to contribute, we're working, I'm going to be posting my mini podcast on the life of Erica Boyer. We're starting recordings of that tomorrow. Kelly Richards has signed up and a few others I'm in touch with. If anybody was like a friend of Erica Boyer's back in the day and wanted to share some stories, you know, hit me up, because and you can find me on like various groups, including my own group for fans, Good, Bad, Nerdy Movie Podcast. But we're going to call it Erica the Real Story more than the tape.
Okay, sounds good. Question for anybody, Tom? Go ahead. Oh, you asked up the evolution.
Yeah.
Of here's my take on it. It's just my take.
There we are.
The VIP badge doesn't do much. At most cons, if you get a VIP badge, you get in an hour early and they have a VIP line. Your VIP line goes faster than the general admission line. They just work those people in. And I think there's no real, except for the pricing advantage if you buy the 3-day, the VIP badge doesn't give you perks that other VIP badges at other cons.
Yeah.
That's my complaint.
I agree with you 100% on that.
Because if you're at Violet Myers' booth and there's a line out the door, shouldn't the VIP people get in first? You paid more.
Good point.
Like a fast trap. Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, for sure. So
I have a pretty much similar problem. You know, you get a VIP pass, you might get into a something early, but it doesn't mean it's going to, like, it's not like a Disney VIP where you get to jump ahead. And I think the only reason you would buy is just for, like, the maybe a park to get into something, like, or to get in the line first. That's about it. I mean, it seems like it's just a trick sometimes to get them to pay more money.
Now, I do know that Jason with... he's going to have Jenna Jameson there. He sold front-of-the-line passes, or the first 25. I bought one of those because I'm not going to wait 3 months to get her signature and a photo and everything else. So might as well get in with Jenna real quick and get that done. And
I'm gonna... Yeah.
Is her health doing better?
Is her what? Yeah,
her
yeah.
Better?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's great.
Yeah. I got the poster in the other room that I got to have her sign, so, but that's... neither here nor there, but anyway, let's go back to James. A question for anybody on the panel. James, go ahead.
Me?
James, different James.
James, me.
Oh, okay.
The other James.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Again, no questions. Just want to say I love you guys. I love everyone here in this room. This is an amazing room. Wonderful collection of just some of the best right here.
Well, thank you.
And again, it kills me. I won't be able to make it there this year, but next year, definitely. Party time.
All right. Sounds good. Eric is with us. Eric, you're taking a break from WrestleMania to join us.
Congratulations. Yeah, right. Well, it's still going on. Still right there. Now they're on a break right now.
Question for anybody in the room.
Oh, nothing much anyway. Just saying, I see what's going on here. So, just not... Not much. It's good. Weather's doing pretty good out here anyway. Nope. We didn't have much earthquakes out here anyway there. And as far as the eclipse, it's going to be quick gone real fast anyway. Yeah, I've been through a few clips, so I know what they're like.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I don't want you to miss out on your WrestleMania there. So, oh, Ginger, Mickey Lynn is holding up a magazine there. And that was
ooh la la.
A little younger Mickey Lynn. That looks very, very nice. Will you have that for sale at Exotica? And I'll unmute you. Mickey's just showing that off. Oh, that's with her and Jenna. Okay, I didn't see the other girl. So you'll have to stand in line for 45.
What is it? Who do you think that is? Look close.
Is it Jenna?
Yep.
Well, you'll have to wait 45 minutes in the line.
No, we're having lunch together.
Nice. Nice.
So I'll get that. I had to get that out of there.
All right. I'm taking a couple things for a couple people, and I've only got a couple things, but anyway, it'll be nice to meet her, nice to see her, and that'll be great. So
I'm not selling this one, I don't think.
She can just make that out to you, huh?
No, that was something else. That was before she became big.
Now, Randy West was the one who kind of discovered her, correct?
Yeah, she was in his debutantes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Victoria Peaks, do you get to have lunch with Jenna Jameson?
I don't know. Maybe. That's on Mickey. Mickey, can I come? Can I come?
Of course you can.
Jenna's one that I watched growing up. So it would be super awesome to finally meet her face to face. So that would be great.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time. That line's going to be insane too. He's got several other stars. It's going to have a big line as well too. Lorenzo, any questions for anybody on the panel today as well?
No questions, but I wanted to say congratulations to the ones in the ASN awards that are up for, you know, an award. You have Victoria, Lacey Fox, I see Mickey Lynn.
I voted Jiggy for you, Lorenzo. I voted for you.
Thank you. Myself, Jiggy Jaguar. It may not seem like a lot to some, but it is a very important thing. And to have your peers, you know, voting for you. And also, we, you know, like to thank the people that are voting for us. And good luck to everyone in the awards.
For sure.
I totally agree with what Lorenzo was saying there. It's our peers. This is like an award that our fans and our peers and the people we work with and the people that watch us every day get a vote for. So at first I was told that I was like in the top 10 and I was like, what? Are you sure? Me? And then it turned into, oh, now you're top 5 and you're up for the award. And I was like, what? Me? So I feel like it's an honor because it's not something that's like, oh, it's who you know. It's like people are actually going and putting your name in there. And I just think that's just very surreal to me, actually. So I know Lacey's in there, Jiggy's in there, you, Lorenzo, and Casey is in there also. Mickey Lynn with your cover. I mean, you got a great deal of amazing people. So I'm honored.
Fantastic. That's just great. Lacey, do you have any questions for anybody in the panel?
No, but I do want to say that I do want to run into everybody and get pictures of everybody. So if I can't find you, you find me. And I also want to say congratulations to all the nominees. And I hope it goes well for everyone.
We'll be at 321 if you want to stop by.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. We'll be behind Lorenzo squeezing his butt. Yeah. I know who you are, Lorenzo.
Thank you. Okay.
We both will sandwich him. Me, you, and Victoria will do a three sandwich.
The thing about Lorenzo, that every time he gives me a hug and says my name, I'm like, oh.
Oh, how about Casey Carter? We got to chase her in the bathroom again and check out her butt. Her booty.
Like, really, that should be the award she's nominated for. Best nominee.
Exactly. It's like, whoop, it's like.
It's perfect.
Like perfectly up.
Evan, you're going to be in the loyal fans spotlight booth area, and you'll. But you kind of like to float around.
Oh yeah, I'll be all over.
Excellent. Do you have anything up on the stage this year?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, didn't know if we had a stage show or anything like that.
No, I'm gonna do some of my seminar. I'm gonna be doing a bit of my comedy stuff rather than answer questions, because then it seems like I know something when all this time I finally found out I didn't know anything.
Mm.
Yes.
Happens to the best of us. Jiggy, wow. You've got a full docket of things going on, and you're going to be out with that interview microphone, shoving that in people's faces, and who are you hoping to get?
Better not. We got to be politically correct and not say shoving it into people's faces. Yeah.
With permission. Yeah.
And I should have said, Jiggy, you're not above shoving it in people's faces.
In more ways than one, but we won't get into that here. This would be the place to get into that here. Good Lord, what am I doing? I always have to find James and look at whatever outfit he's got on. And then I have to find Lorenzo, and my goal is to get him to read a Chinese menu to me this year.
Make it happen, definitely.
Outfits are horrendous this year. Hideous. You'll see.
I have hideous outfits. I have all sorts of hideous outfits. I have a disco. I have a disco ball cowboy hat that I'm bringing, and I have all sorts of craziness. And then I have booked so much content shoots that I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up. And I don't know if the other people that I have booked shoots with are going to be able to keep up, but it's going to be fun. And then of course me and Patrick always have to get together, and I have to come over and harass him at his booth.
Yeah.
which is always fun.
Of course.
I'm also thinking about taking a mobile printer and stealing your gimmick of getting photos with people and then going and having them printed off and coming back sign them.
We do that too. Me and Victoria, that's perfect. We do that with the fans. That way you can sign it and then have to wait until next year.
I don't know.
That's
what
right.
I don't know.
I'm bringing a Polaroid camera.
Nice. I find that the Polaroid cameras are not that good nowadays. Not like back in the 90s.
I think it just really depends on like the lighting of the place. Like I got one of those Instamax Polaroid cameras as well that I will be having whenever I'm signing. So like something me I'm doing well. Is I'm going to be selling like those Polaroids. It's just like X amount of dollars. Like I'll take a Polaroid picture with the pan and they keep it.
Look at my wifey here. Look at my girl. Look at my girl.
Those are my girls. Yeah. That was us at X3. See, that's my instant printer. Where is it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, and Fallon's going to have a printer in her booth as well, too, for those sexy mamas that are going to be in the booth.
Mama. Mm-hmm. Sexy mama.
I think some of the girls are bringing in their Polaroids, too, but I don't have one.
Maybe we can just take a picture with you and your shoe.
Your shoe?
Your size 14 shoe. Charles is with us. Charles just got back from a show. Charles, we have a big panel here.
Anybody I see that.
Anybody who have
I'm so excited for Thursday and for Exotica, and it's going to be so much fun.
Question for anybody on the panel.
Oh, I don't.
Okay. All right. We got.
I'm sorry. I wish I did.
Well, we got some Hall of Famers in the room. We got Mickey Lynn.
I wanted to say one thing. Congratulations to James Bartley, who is the latest XRCO Hall of Famer.
Welcome to the family. I'll be there to see him get his award. I can't wait.
I'll be there, James, just to watch you.
Squeeze your ass is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Squeeze that ass.
Mickey Lynn seems to be on an ass-squeezing adventure. First it's Lorenzo, and then it's going to be James Bartolet.
Yeah, I just get around.
And then Victoria has to go by Patrick's room at 3 in the morning.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. That's what me and Victoria are going to be doing.
That's it.
Then we're going to Lorenzo's room.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, every door. So 2 a.m.
That's pretty unique to do. Let me see if we can find that find that somewhere.
And that's Mickey Lynn recording her.
That video.
I'd love to be included on this ding dong ditch that you're playing.
Nice to definitely. We'll have to have you come in our adventures through the hallways of Embassy Street.
It was so funny.
Where is it?
Let me see if I can pull it up here. See
what is that? Is this a sandwich there? Okay, what do we got going on here?
What is that?
What is that? That thing under? Is that a lobster that's there?
Oh,
sir, I think it's part of a lobster. It's the tail, your favorite part.
Oh yeah, that was yeah, that was last year's. The videos are tough to share on Zoom, so we won't do it. But that was last year's Gibson's lobster I ate. That was a 1 pound.
Wow. I figured that out. That's huge.
That is one big lobster.
Yeah,
that's huge. That's huge. Oh, look at aww.
Oh.
Where'd you go? There we go.
Yes.
We gotta do something different this year. We gotta think of we gotta come up with something different, and then we can get lap dances. You have that one?
Yeah.
I had to give in Victoria a lap dance. I got that one.
The funniest one was when last year at Miami, Victoria says, I got your room number. And I said, what is it? She says, 245. And I didn't give a shit because my room number was 216.
So somebody got a visit at room 245.
Yeah. Oh, my wife is going to go with me to Miami.
Exactly. Uh-oh, she's in trouble.
I know. So.
Uh-huh.
So ready to have your wife at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
She's going to not be thrilled. We'll both have to take our matching CPAP masks off and say, who is it? You know.
It's just me and Victoria Peaks. Open up.
Well, like I said, we've got a lot of stuff planned. As far as the Jizz Talking stuff, we've created a lot of meetups. We've got Friday morning. We're going to meet at Giordano's Pizza at 11 a.m. for some pizza. And then...
morning?
Say what?
You're going to have pizza in the morning?
About 11 o'clock when they open. If you wait till later in the day, they're going to be full. So we're having lunch. Don't you worry about pizza?
Giordano's Giordano style pizza for lunch.
Thursday night for pizza too. Pizza and champagne with for vendors, right?
Yeah. That's Thursday night.
Pizza twice in the day.
Yeah.
And do we have anything for people that don't drink anymore?
Well, I don't, so I'll just
we could come up with something.
Yeah. Water or soda, yeah. Hopefully.
Because there's some of us don't drink anymore and we try to eat a lot healthier now.
Liquid death.
Yeah.
Liquid death.
Oh,
yeah. That's good water. Yeah.
Saturday. Yeah.
Me and Victoria.
I'm not downplaying the pizza, you guys. That's all cool. We made pizza on the show for the last 2 weeks. Right. But, you know.
But Chicago Deep Dish is really good.
Yeah.
We'll have that.
One thing I want to add is everybody needs to remember to pace themselves. Okay, everybody likes to shoot their load on that Thursday, and it's a good idea. Any expo that you go to, any expo that you go to, paint yourself, okay, so you can get through the whole weekend.
All right,
I'm just saying.
And then,
Saturday, I'm not having any
talking drinks or sex wise,
both, really, both.
I haven't seen Victoria, so I'm going to have to like when I see her, I mean, I'm going to have to explode. I'm sorry, James. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to explode?
I'm going to have to explode. I mean, I'm going to just have to, oh.
It's going to be a big, big explosion because I've been at a country for so long that I feel like it's been even longer since I've seen everybody. But Mickey, yeah. I was literally with you the day before I left for Spain.
Yes.
And I was
considering everything that happened out there, I'm glad you're back in one piece.
Same, 100% same.
I was all on good. Top of it. I was like, what are you doing? How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got called into my show, and it just sounds like it was not what it was supposed to be. I'll be politically correct and say that, you know.
They were misguided.
It was definitely great at the beginning, and it was exactly everything it was supposed to be until about, like, 17-ish days in, and then that's when everything kind of went haywire. So, but yeah. At the beginning,
they misrepresented you, my poor girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me finish up what I was going to say with some of the events that we're sponsoring. Well, not really sponsoring, it's because Dutch Treat, you go, you pay. The pizza party at Giordano's Pizza, 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday. That's for lunch. And then Saturday night, we're doing those who want to come can come. Those who don't have to. Saturday night, we're going to do a late night Hooters run at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And Hooters is just, I've got in our group, I've got the events listed. You can be there. You don't have to be there. Anyway, just something to, after all day at Exotica, I need to get out for a little bit. So it's going to be a night trip to Hooters for some wings and whatnot. So then, Sunday morning, we're going to have our clothing optional photo shoot with Marva Lee and Victoria Peaks and Trixie Dixon. And that's going to be a fun time. And we're looking for a nice, hopefully organized crowd for that. And then our follow-up show a week from tonight will be in the hotel bar slice area, and we'll hopefully see all you guys and more down at the pizza party or downstairs for the after show Zoom show that we do here 7 o'clock Central. So we're looking for a big night, a big weekend. I think it's going to be fantastic. Evan, the crowd was so big last year. I can't imagine how much more it's going to grow, but we have They've rented out and reserved all three Hilton hotels.
Where are you staying, Patrick?
I'm at the host hotel, the Embassy Suites.
Okay, I'll make sure I get your room number.
The correct room number.
Oh, don't worry. He won't even know I know it.
And Tim is staying with us and my buddy Gabe from Des Moines. And so we're going to have a fun time. And we're just going to have so much fun. So we look forward to seeing everyone there. Any final thoughts on the weekend? Raise your hand. I'll call on you, and you can give a little spiel of what's going to be at your booth. Go ahead, Mickey. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to be having Victoria Peaks at our booth. She will be signing all her stuff. And I will have photos, magazines, and all that other good stuff. And also, don't forget to vote for me for ASN favorite magazine. It is the June issue. And then also Casey Carter is there, Lorenzo, and my wifey, Victoria Peaks. So I can't wait to see her and everybody.
Sounds good. Yeah, there's a number of people to vote for various things on that ASN website. It's going to be fantastic to get everybody included in that and see everybody. I thought, Mickey, I thought I had a picture of you in that magazine. That must be somewhere else.
Are there going to be copies of the magazine available to buy to get signed?
I don't think they have. It's a digital magazine. That's
the problem. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Let me see if I can, before now and then, Charles, let me see if I can.
I have one. I do have one that I have with me, but it's in my box pack. So right. I will sell it and autograph it.
Let's
because
see
I think Michael gave it to me.
Maybe what I'll do is, Mickey, would you?
Oh, wow.
Maybe, Mickey, I'll print you out five of those. Would that work
out? Okay.
And, or I'll print one up for Charles for sure. So
thank you.
Yeah, I'll get one. And I've got a coffee cup.
A bath for 51.
Yeah. I got a coffee cup here for Charles, too. So we'll make
Yay! It.
So he can drink his fucking coffee.
I like my fucking coffee.
Evan, we're looking for a big weekend. Could you believe the crowds last year? Do you think they'll be bigger this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to seeing Evan again. I saw him 2 years ago in Chicago by the elevator, and I was like starstruck and just, you know, I was like, oh my God, you're Evan Stone. You know, I loved you in that pirate movie.
I was so afraid you were going to get past security. No, they did a great job in that movie. That movie was spectacular.
I loved it.
I think that, I think it's going to be a great weekend. I've got Evan here in a picture. I don't even know where the hell this was from. Some comedy club. Oh, it was during when they did AVN and they had a comedy show during the middle of it here.
Oh, yeah. Those are big balls.
Biggest balls.
Even though. Yeah. Big balls.
Anyway, I might have. Yeah. That's Ellen, Evan screaming at a big cock. Not that one. There's Evan as Mork. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It was Rob Black. I wasn't sure because Rob Black stuff, you know, doesn't really, and he's doing like a parody. I was like, we'll see. But no, he had the costume. He had the egg. He had it dialed in.
Great. Fantastic. Well, our time has come to say goodbye to everybody, but we certainly hope to see everybody at Exotica. If I haven't met you yet, make sure you hunt me down. 7:39 is our booth, and I'll be there most of the weekend because that's the punishment I deserve. Anyway, I'll be organizing that. James Bartley is going to have Funko Pop figurines he'll be selling all weekend. And I taught him how to sign on the plastic, so with a paint pen, so they look super, super cool. And he'll be glad to sell you whatever you want. So always has he's digitized his movies onto USB flash drives as well. He'll have a ton of those action figures and everything. So. And maybe he'll be signing autographs XRCO Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea, buddy. I think I should do that.
Yeah. And Charles has.
I'm bringing a baseball for James to sign.
And what is the baseball significant to?
I don't know. I love baseball, so I just have people sign on the baseball. Evan has signed on a baseball.
Oh, I'll be happy to sign a baseball. That's great.
I was so happy to sign a baseball. That was cool as hell.
You like anything with balls, Mickey Lynn.
Yes, I do. You know
now
that.
Now to make sure I have enough baseballs.
I love balls.
I love balls.
Small balls, medium balls. Big I don't like balls. Saggy balls. That's the only thing I don't like.
I love James' balls.
One thing I did, I rarely ever buy anything from anybody at Exotica in these booths, not like the porn star booths, but the general booths. I'll put in a pitch for this because we love this. It's Rub One Out barbecue powder. It's okay. A rub that you put on, it's a rub you put on your meat.
Oh my God!
It's perfect. Cool.
I would imagine Patrick probably has every flavor.
Yeah. And, so you can, they had this in Miami, I believe. And so I bought that. It was real good. And now.
They're supposed to have that in Chicago too?
I'm not sure. You know, I wonder if it's one and done type of thing, but who knows what they, what they'll have and where they'll have it. So I do know they're not going to be doing the, in Florida, they did the Deep Throat. At 50 exhibit and the Devil and Miss Jones is 50 as well. I don't think they're going to be doing that at Exotic.
No, they're not.
But they may do that in Miami. So anyway.
I think they're coming to Miami.
Right. Yeah. And where's Sean Elliott? I think he was supposed to be here tonight, wasn't he?
And where's Pacheco?
He's not answering his phone for me. I don't know. He's had a rough week, though, so.
Yeah, I heard he had a medical issue. He's doing okay, but I heard he had a medical issue.
Oh, my God. I hope he's all right. He's a good guy.
Richard or Sean?
He is. Richard.
Richard Pacheco. Oh,
yeah. Richard had a medical thing. But Sean, I moved the show back to 8 o'clock for his ass so he could get done with supper and join us. Anyway, he hasn't been here.
Great. So. I'm telling you, these stars, they just think, you know. Hello? I was packing
my crap, and I still tried to make it here.
There we go.
Look at me. Look at me.
I'm in Florida right now on a trip, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, like, I'm carrying the bachelorette party.
City on the bus, just like, yelling at the driver, go faster, go faster.
I said that.
Well, we're all here, and that's all that matters.
Speaking of all, we're surely busting them right now.
Okay. See you this week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Next week is the week to be there. If you're going to be anywhere, make sure you are at Chicago. Exotica will be doing the same thing live in the Slice area, 7 o'clock next Sunday night. We hope to see you there. Don't forget, we have all of us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/JizzTalking. And also at our JizzTalking.com website. We're on Twitter at JizzTalking as well. Make sure you hit that subscribe button for our videos so you can subscribe and watch it when they pop up and ring the bell and give it a like and all those things you're supposed to do on YouTube. So youtube.com/JizzTalking. So we'll see everybody in the lounge next week. Be there.